question with you. Coach Bud turns 80 on Saturday. How much have you learned from him, and how incredible is it that he's still coaching this far into his career in the league after starting in 1973?
Oh, man, well, shoot. First, I would just say happy early birthday. We can't wait for that day. It's going to be in the hotel, so, you know, maybe we could raid this hotel and have some fun with him. But, you know, since I've been here, it's been awesome. You know, Coach LeBeau is definitely a guy that when he speaks, you want to listen. He definitely has a lot of knowledge, being around as much as he's been, and just the things that he can teach every single player on the defense. It means a lot, and you can definitely take away from a lot from him.
Absolutely, thank you.
We talked so much about Jayon as the guy to help slow down tight ends. You're obviously going to have a big role in that too. Against, I know you covered Delaney, so against a guy like Jared Cook, when you look at that, what you're thinking going into a matchup like that?
Oh yeah, well, you know, they have two talented pass catching tight ends for Oakland, and they also have, you know, a couple solid blocking tight ends. You know what, for Jared Cook, we all know what he brings to the table. It's no secret. You know, he's definitely a guy who wants to take the top off the defense and try to create a mismatch. But we understand that going in, himself and another like body in number 88 for Oakland, they both will get out in the in routes like receivers. And we understand they're big body guys, and there's a particular way you have to play them. And just with me and Jayon, we could definitely keep up with their speed. So we'll just take it from there.
Jonathan, what's the confidence in the depth of this secondary? You know, no matter who's in there at corner or safety, that you guys can get it done, especially against a good group like you'll be going against on Sunday?
You know, the confidence is out just through the roof. You know, in our back end, we can't wait for it. We can't wait for this first game of the season, and it just so happens to be a pretty good tandem of wide receivers. Not even tandem, I'll say trio. So we're out there. We'll be out there, not only defensive backs, but, you know, our linebackers. Everyone's part of the coverage, and we'll definitely be out there stopping the run and stopping the pass.
Obviously, a lot of the spotlight's been on Adoree since the Bears game. How much have you seen him improve as the preseason's gone along, and how ready do you think he is for real live regular season NFL action?
I think he's improved tremendously. He understands that, you know, he's a good player, and he's in a new spot in a new defense. And the whole preseason OTAs, he just went through a little learning period, and he made a lot of great plays. And, of course, like any rookie, he probably made some bad ones. But, you know, we have his back. We understand that he has the ability to make a lot of great plays. And, you know, a lot of people haven't seen him yet, but I'm sure this season they'll get to see instead of hear about it.
How excited are you for opening day? You know, it's going to be your first regular season game with your new team. High expectations facing a really good team out right off the gate.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, this is a game I love. I love to come out here and play football. And, you know, for us to start a new season, you know, we want to get it started on the right track. And starting with this game, it's going to be real fun.